podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
On today's podcast, I will be telling you about parties I've been to, updates, and all the other usual shenanigans.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
How are you diddling? You all right?
I'm diddling fine. Fine and dandy.
Well, it's always good to hear. Always good to hear what you've been up to.
Well, I had the honour of attending my good friends, Liam and Natasha's engagement party.
Nice. How did it go?
Oh, it was well good. We had a right good time.
Yeah?
Yeah. And at the end of the engagement party, they all got up on tables and chairs and they were dancing to the Bay City Rollers classic, Shangalang.
Was there any of James sit down when everyone's in the middle doing row, row, row your boat?
No, and I thought that was Macarena. No.
Did they play the Macarena, though?
No, they didn't.
That's terrible. No. It's not an engagement party without the Macarena. It's not a party without the Macarena.
No, of course not. And, I've got a birthday anecdote coming up, right?
Okay.
I think I'll tell you this now. Because it'll fit perfectly with the Amanda Holden update.
Sweet.
I'll tell you, right?
Tell me.
On the day when I found out that she'd been doing the shenanigans, you know all this thing with art radio?
Yes.
I literally lost my mind and cried.
Why?
Because I thought all this hard work, what we've been doing, would be over.
Well, she's back. I was listening to her this morning, actually. She gave away 500 quid on a trip to New York to I think it's like a historical studies professor or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, can't be too bad, can it?
No, I wish I had that.
Yeah, so like they actually run some really good competitions in the mornings. Obviously, they've got the Heart Make Me a Millionaire. That's coming to an end as well next week. Someone's going to bag a million quid.
Yeah, and that reminds me, I was listening today, and the tune that they asked you to listen out for, one of the George Ezra one, I think it was?
Yeah.
He's been that twice now.
They must like George Ezra. Oh, they're just running out of songs.
Yeah, maybe they're just running out of ideas.
Right, well, I have a question for you in regards to the Make Me a Millionaire competition.
Okay, then.
So I was listening back end of last week.
All right.
The thing was, they gave away £20,000.
Wow.
Or the opportunity to go into the Heart Make Me a Millionaire draw. Now, what would you do in that situation if, if I turned around to you and went, Jordan, you can have 20 grand in the bank today.
Yeah.
Or you can have a chance to win £1 million at the end of the month. What would you do?
I'd be happy with the 20 grand, mate. That's I think.
Same, you know.
I really would.
That's a deposit on a house, that's a new car, and maybe even a holiday as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can't turn away 20 grand for the chance of either walking away with £1 million or absolutely nothing.
And I've always said what I'd do with a substantial amount of money if I got some money.
Go on.
I would set my mum and sister up with a holiday home in their destination of their choice.
Amazing. What would you do for yourself?
I'd buy myself a house and like get it all adapted, you know, with me special lifts and things for the bathroom and that.
So would you stay in Mosley or would you venture further?
I quite like to, I think I would quite like to stay in me, rooted in my roots.
Rooted in your roots.
Yeah, I think that works.
Yeah, just about. I don't know if I'd stay in Tameside, you know.
Wouldn't you? Where would you go?
Well, somewhere in Manchester, maybe like Salford Quays way, I think would be quite nice because like there's some really posh houses around there. I'd buy myself... hang on, how much are we talking here? Have we just won Euro Millions or have we won Hearts Make Me a Millionaire?
Yeah, should we go for the Euro Millions?
We're doing Euro Millions, yeah? Yeah. Okay, so say let's say you've just bagged 20 million on the Euros, yeah?
Yeah.
I would buy place in Manchester right. for my good lady and I, Helen.
Right.
I would buy a penthouse in London.
Okay.
You know, for when we go down to see friends and that.
Right.
And I'd buy a holiday home in Amsterdam. Nice little loft.
Oh.
That'd be me, that. That would be me. Just, yeah, perfect. And I'll probably try and move to Amsterdam, like, permanently as well, because that's kind of, like, my spiritual home.
I know.
It's lovely.
It's your favourite place, isn't it?
It is. Favourite place in the world. And then, yeah, maybe just kind of live life, invest the rest, maybe become, like, an angel investor or something, invest in, like, you know, fledgling businesses and things like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Give a lot to charity.
Yeah.
What about you? 20 billion. What are you doing?
I would build my own house with all my adaptations on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's all.
And, oh, besides an adapted house, I'd get myself an adapted car or maybe a Tesla.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Do you know what you could do? You could hire someone to clean up that brew
that
you've just spilled. Right, I better go and get a cloth, aren't I?
Yeah.
Follow the Dream, the Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God! The Amanda Holden update is she's been in America recently.
What's she been doing?
She's been working with Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan?
Yeah, she's rumoured to be working with Piers Morgan over there.
Who's Piers Morgan? Is that Piers Morgan's, like, alter ego?
Oh, Piers Morgan. Yeah, I know what I mean. Piers Morgan.
What's she been doing with Piers Morgan?
Well, I don't really know, because it's just rumours. So they've not really said anything as to what they're doing, but I just know they're working together.
Right. What do you think it'll be?
I wonder if she's doing life stories.
You think she's going to buy another house for a quid with Piers Morgan?
No.
Yeah, no. I could not imagine Amanda Holden and Piers Morgan living together.
No.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Now, involved in the Amanda Holden fact file this week is, I don't know if you knew this, but she was involved with fellow TV personality Les Dennis.
I do, yes. Well, like, they met on, was it Family Fortunes? It wasn't Family Fortunes, was it? Or was it Blind Date they met on? Something like that, wasn't it?
I think they have met in the TV world, but I don't think they met on either of those shows, respectively.
Because, like, didn't she start out as, like, an actress? I want to say, like, she was an actress.
No, the first thing she ever did was Blind Date.
Blind Date.
That was her first step into the media, not media, but, you know, the spotlight.
But she weren't, like, hosting it with Cilla Black, was she? She was a contestant.
No, she was a contestant.
Yeah.
She was about, how old did I say she was last time? I think she was about 18, no, not 18. I don't know.
So, we've just received a super special news bulletin from the boss man himself.
What's that?
Here's another Amanda fact file for you.
What?
The pair met after performing The Sound of Music together in 1993, and they got married when Amanda was just 22 years old, and they were together for 8 years.
Yes, I knew she got married young, but I wasn't aware of her age.
Yeah.
That's quite interesting. A new little feature, I thought I'd throw this in as a surprise, a new little feature, and it's called Listener of the Week.
Listener of the Week.
Yeah, and this Listener of the Week goes to Sheena Wooden. It's my auntie. Well, not auntie, but my great auntie.
And why have you chosen her as Listener of the Week?
Because she's always, like, buying merchandise and that's not the only reason I've chosen her. That's not the only reason I've chosen her.
Okay, go on.
I don't know why you find that so funny, but
I just love it was the first thing that you reached for. By the way, if you do want to have a look at the merchandise, get yourself to Facebook, follow the Dream Podcast. Yes.
Yes, there we go.
Little plug there. Sorry, Sheena. if you want to buy some more merchandise, that's fine.
Yeah, and she's always commenting on my on the post and following the progress.
Mm. Well, there we go. Sheena, well done.
Help support the podcast by buying a Follow the Dream mug. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.
And now it's time for your favourite bit, Scott. Joke of the week.
Go on, lad. Do your worst. Go on.
Oh. I'm feeling sorry for the calendar these days.
Why?
Because its days are numbered.
That's quality. 5 out of 5. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Woo! I did it again! That's it for this week. So we'll get on out of here and I'll see you next week.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.